It's the Confluence. I'm Kevin Gavin. The owners of the largest coal ash pond east of the Mississippi are asking the Department of Environmental Protection for a new pollution discharge permit. A hearing was held in Beaver County last night. Reed Frazier is reporter for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. He covered that meeting, joins us now. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning, Kevin.
So briefly, what's coal ash and where is Little Blue Run?
Well, coal ash is kind of like what it sounds like. It's what's left over when you burn coal, but it also includes the material that is used to clean the exhaust from coal when it goes through a coal-fired power plant. But it's basically this sort of dusty material, and what happens is it goes into – they mix it with water and pour it into these ponds called impoundments to store it.
All right. And where's Little Blue Run?
Okay. Little Blue Run is right on the Pennsylvania-West Virginia border, hard by the Ohio River on the south bank.
Okay. But in Pennsylvania, because that's why DEP is involved.
Yeah. It's taking waste from the Bruce Mansfield Power Plant in Beaver County, which is the largest in Pennsylvania.
Okay. So it's been closed as a dump site, right, for a couple of years?
Yeah.
Why so?
DEP, well, it's goes back a little ways, but in the 70s when it was built, it was unlined, which meant there was nothing to prevent the toxic pollutants from the coal ash from leaching into the ground and getting into groundwater and surrounding streams. So in 2012, the DEP ordered the First Energy, which by then owned the coal ash dump, to close it and sort of cease operations there.
Okay, so the new permit is needed. Why? I mean, they can't now line it. It's too late to do that?
It's kind of too late for that.
Okay, so, but what's the new permit for?
So what's happened since 2012 is that the company's found new seeps, basically. So imagine this impoundment is like a big pool of slushy coal ash, and it's sitting on top of an earthen dam about 400 feet high, and on all sides of that dam, there's sort of water coming out of it in these tiny little seeps, and that water is can be polluted. So what the DEP has done is said, and anytime you release, some sort of pollution of that type, you have to get a permit because of federal laws. So this new permit will encompass all the new sources that are coming from that site.
And will allow it to go into the Ohio River, discharge some of that? And is that because it's a bigger body of water, it could dilute it better?
Yeah, so basically what's happening now is that those seeps are going into these smaller streams, which are obviously way small, have much less water than the Ohio River. Some of that water is going to get pumped back into Little Blue Run, those outfalls. Some of it's going to get diverted into the Ohio River, which has a much bigger flow, obviously.
All right. We have about a minute left, just a minute. So what's the danger here in terms of pollutants, and what's the next step?
Well, coal ash contains a lot of naturally occurring but nonetheless toxic materials like arsenic, mercury, selenium. And so there's a danger to aquatic life and fish. But also, it's gotten into groundwater, and some people in the surrounding area have had their groundwater affected by these materials. So the next step is for the DEP to kind of go through this permit and see if there's any changes they need to make it more safe. And they'll issue the permit sometime in 2019. And meanwhile, the company is going forward with plans to cap it and close it. And that final date should be around 2028.
All right. Reed Frazier is a reporter for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. Reed, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And you're listening to The Confluence on 90.5 WESA.